Fire Chief Lane Jackson joining us right now. This week is Fire Prevention Week. Lithium ion batteries in your home. And what is lithium ion batteries?
Right. So the theme is charge into fire safety. So lithium ion batteries, those are the rechargeable ones, Cody. So they're not the alkaline ones that you typically put in different things. They're the chargeable ones. So predominantly they're safe. But what we're finding, those batteries, whether they be large, they power cars, electric cars, scooters, laptops, phones. They hold an immense amount of charge even in the smallest batteries. So we're finding when they fail or when they overload, they have quite a intense, ferocious fire, difficult to put out. So we just want the public to be very safe with them, right? They are safe, but we just want them to be extra measures, extra caution when using them.
And they get really hot too. Even the chargers will get extremely hot because this happened to me about a year ago. Came home and I had a charger and I had left it plugged in and got home and there was actually a small part of it that had been melted on the top. It was really hot to touch. Nothing happened, thank goodness. But yeah, that's a scary thing.
It is, yeah, and even the charging cords. So the first thing too that we want to recommend to folks is always buy listed approved products. So whether it be the devices that have the batteries in them, that they have that marking, that ULC, CSA, those testing agencies, those markings on it, or the packaging that it comes in. Same with the cords. You can buy all kinds of cords from different places. You always want ones that are recommended for the device itself and approved.
Now, when we have Fire Prevention Week, I think the big thing is we want, or you guys want, to see families come out to the fire hall. So you've got a couple of open houses too. How can people get involved in those, and what can you expect from an open house?
Absolutely. So the first one is Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. It's at number 5 station out on Aaron's Road, 2500 Aaron's Road. What they can expect, the total station is open. We have all kinds of activities there for the kids. The smoke tunnel will be there. The trucks, they can go through the trucks. We have call 911 station set up so the young kids can learn how to call 911. There's all kinds of activities. The station's usually full. There's lineups out to the sidewalk. It's going to be some nice weather on both Wednesday and Saturday. So we encourage everyone to come out with their families and meet the firefighters too. The crews will all be there and they're happy to chat and engage with everyone.
Visiting with Fire Chief Lane Jackson this morning, Fire Prevention Week is this week. Probably a good idea to develop a bit of a fire escape plan for the house, too. And you don't think it's ever going to happen to you. And about a year and a half, 2 years ago, my neighbor's house caught fire. And luckily, everybody got out safe and the house was repairable. But it's one of those things. It's good to have, isn't it?
It is for sure the escape plan. And with these lithium ion batteries, like I said, there's some things you can see on YouTube. Some of the bigger cities, they have where e-scooters, e-bikes are your primary source of transportation. A lot of them in apartments, high-rise apartments, they can catch fire very quickly and burn very intensely. So having that escape plan and exiting quickly and knowing what to do is vital. And that goes right here in Regina. So the folks, your neighbors, they must have exited quickly, acted quickly, and everything turned out okay.
Now, this is an exciting time for the fire department, too, isn't it? Getting a new fire hall, are we?
Yes, yeah. So there's plans for a new fire station out in the southeast to capture that growth that's happened out in the creeks, out in the greens. We're pretty excited about that coming online. Construction's supposed to start on it here even as soon as this fall, so pretty excited about that.
Now, if there's a new fire hall, that means recruitment for new members of the service. So tell us a little bit about that, maybe.
Yeah. So starting to staff up for that fire station. It's slated to open 2026, so in the later fall, winter of 2026. So we're starting to bring on some additional staff so that we can make sure that it's staffed 24/7 out there.
Excellent. Well, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for stopping on by this morning. Appreciate your time. And again, that open house, there's one tomorrow night, 6:30 till 8:30 at 2700 East Aarons Road. And then another one on October the 11th, 1:30 till 3:30, Fire Station Number 6, 303 Rink Avenue.